Deadspin writers continue quitting in protest of stick to sports mandate. By Dylan Gwynn on October 31, 2019. Deadspin writers have not relented in their protest of their parent company's mandate to stick to sports, as staff members continue quitting en masse. The latest sign of the tumult at the former sports-slash-political-slash-cultural website occurred Wednesday night and on into Thursday, as Deadspin waited until Thursday afternoon to post an article about the Nationals' World Series victory on Wednesday night. According to the New York Post, writers have been fleeing the site to protest a mandate to stick to sports after the site published a blistering story that accused the company's owner GEO Media, which also owns Gizmodo, Jezebel and The Onion, and which is backed by the cost-conscious buyout firm Great Hill Partners, of hiring older white guys to run the site. In the face of the sports-only directive from GEO execs, staffers have protested that Deadspin's stories about politics, media, and pop culture frequently generate more traffic. As of midday Thursday, the only other news story posted on the site since Wednesday evening was a piece about a Jordanian pro soccer team by a freelance writer. In a farewell tweet, Deadspin editor David Roth said he posted it to guarantee the writer got paid. The revolt began in earnest on Tuesday after Deadspin owner GEO Media sent out a memo telling writers that they were to confine their stories to issues dealing only with sports, and to leave politics to other sites within the network. In response, Deadspin writers flooded the site on Tuesday with stories having to do with anything but sports. As a result, Deadspin deputy editor Barry Pietrzewski was fired. "Hi. I've just been fired from Deadspin for not sticking to sports," Pietrzewski tweeted. Top postings on Tuesday included "Woman furiously s on floor of Tim Hortons, throws it at employees," as well as "What did we get stuck in our rectums last year?" and "The hateful life and spiteful death of the man who was Vig the Carpathian," the New York Post reports. Writers have continued quitting since Pietrzewski's firing. Other writers who have recently left Deadspin include Drew McGarry, Dom Cosentino, Dan McQuaid, Kelsey McKinney, Laura Wagner, and Louise Pius Pumer. "Stick to sports is and always has been a euphemism for don't speak truth to power," wrote GMG Union, the union which represents Deadspin, said in a statement. The statement specifically called out GEO Media CEO Jim Spanfeller. "In addition to being bad business, Spanfeller's actions are morally reprehensible," the statement claimed. In September, unsurprisingly, 24 of the top 25 stories on Deadspin were sports-related, while non-sports content accounted for less than 1% of the page views on the site, a spokesman explained. "While amusing, our readers haven't actually come to Deadspin for stories like classic rock, ranked, or you were goddamn right it's layering season, or it's okay to log off. Follow Dylan Gwynn on Twitter at TheMightyGwynn."